Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mets post-game show, WCBS Mets Radio Network, as the Mets beat the Orioles tonight. 3-2 was the final score from Citi Field this evening, as the Mets were able to get the win in come-from-behind fashion tonight. And we will bring you the highlights from this game, which started with the pitcher's duel, Marcus Stroman against John Means. Stroman, though, was on the ropes at the very beginning of this game, thanks to a base hit by Cedric Mullins, and then Austin Hayes reaching on an error, which put Mullins at third, but Mullins would not last long out there as Stroman helped himself defensively.
2-2 now, the pitch. Swing and a chopper back towards the mound. Stroman up with it. The play is to the plate. Now they've got the runner. Mullins in a rundown. McCann running him back towards third. Flips to VR, who applies the tag. And so the Mets cut a runner down between home and third. Going to second and stopping there is Hayes. And on at first on the fielder's choice is Trey Mancini. And again, the tremendous athleticism and quickness of Marcus Stroman comes into play.
Marcus Stroman fields his position very well. He's a former Gold Glove winner, and he was able to cut down Cedric Mullins at the plate, keeping Baltimore off the board early. And the Orioles would really not have another scoring chance in this game until the seventh inning, as Stroman was dialed in. He only allowed one hit after the first inning before the seventh, as he was able to, at one point, retire eight in a row and cruise through the Orioles through the middle innings of this game, as Stroman ended up with five strikeouts presented by the Global Lyme Alliance, striking out Lyme disease at GLA.org. So the Mets would go to work in the bottom of the first against John Means. Jeff McNeil had a leadoff base hit, so no chance at a double no-hitter for John Means, who no-hit the Mariners in his last start. Francisco Lindor then bunted McNeil to second, but he would be stranded there. And then two innings later, McNeil got another base hit against Means, but then seemed to get injured trying to stretch a single into a double. He was thrown out at second to end the third inning. McNeil, though, was revealed to just have body cramps, and that's why he was not feeling right running in that scenario and came out of the game in favor of Jose Peraza. But the Mets and Orioles were trading zeros. Mets did have a couple of two-out hits in the fourth, but Jonathan Villar popped out to strand runners on first and third. Mets had their first two men reach base in the sixth inning against Means, but he was able to buckle down and get out of that inning without allowing a run as well. So it was 0-0 after six. Stroman would take the mound in the seventh and allow back-to-back base hits to Freddie Galvis and Michael Franco. Rio Ruiz with a sack bunt put runners at second and third. Pedro Severino was intentionally walked, and the Orioles went to their bench with DJ Stewart pinch-hitting for Means, taking the Baltimore starter out of the game. The Mets then went to the bullpen. Lefty Aaron Loop came in to face the left-handed batting Stewart, so Brandon Hyde put in right-handed hitting Patrick Valleca. First pitch. Valleca, it's a high drive, deep toward right center. Conforto's backing up to the warning track, reaching up, making the catch on the run before bouncing off the wall in right center field. Tagging from third, Galvis scores. Franco advances to third. So it's a long sack fly off the bat of Pat Valeka. Good play by Conforto ranging deep toward right center to be able to catch that ball in the air and at least save a couple more runs from maybe scoring. But Baltimore's on the board first. They lead 1-0. So Valeka came through with the sack fly, but Aaron Loop would get Cedric Mullins to bounce into a fielder's choice, minimizing the damage in that seventh inning and keeping it a 1-0 Baltimore lead. Mets in the bottom of the seventh got their leadoff man on. Jonathan Villar walked, but James McCann hit into a double play, and Albert Almora Jr. grounded out to end the bottom of the seventh. Almora was involved in a scary play in the top of the eighth when Austin Hayes drove a ball to the gap in right center field. Almora, as fast as he could, running to try to make the catch and ended up getting his glove on the ball but could not secure the catch as he went barreling straight into the fence face first. Almora face planted on the ground for quite some time as Michael Conforto threw the ball in as Hayes ended up at third with a leadoff triple. Almora was able to walk off on his own power after being on the ground for quite some time, but hopefully he'll be okay. The Mets will continue to check him out. Luis Rojas mentioned his shoulder feeling the effects of that crash into the wall as well, so hopefully Almora will be just fine. It was Trevor May on the mound giving up that triple to Hayes, and then May would strike out Trey Mancini. He would also punch out Ryan Mountcastle, but with two outs and a runner on third, that brought Freddie Galvis to the plate, and Galvis always trying to find a way to put the ball in play somewhere.
You can never discount, even with two out, the bunt possibility with Galvis in his speed. VR backing up more. First pitch, he does drop a bunt down. Third base side, VR charges, bare hands, throws on the run, not in time. As Galvis bunts the run home, Hayes scores from third, and the Orioles lead 2-0. I mean, VR was just too deep there. He started out, as I mentioned, about a stride behind the bag and off the line. And then as May was delivering the ball, before Galvis even squared, VR kept backing off and backing off. And I don't know if Galvis responded to that or if the bunt was in his mind all along, but you just can't yield that much ground to a guy who can bunt and has the speed of Freddie Galvis. 2-0 Baltimore.
Freddie Galvis with the bunt base hit to give the Orioles a 2-0 lead. Galvis scored one of the Baltimore runs and drove in the other with that bunt. Following the bunt base hit, Michael Franco lined out, and it was on to the bottom of the eighth. That's when the Mets would finally break through. Tomas Nito drew a leadoff walk as a pinch hitter. Two batters later, Francisco Lindor also walked to bring up Michael Conforto.
Oh, and won the count. The pitch. Swing and a liner to left center field. That's a base hit. Mullins charges. Nito's going to be sent home. Nito will score as the throw goes to third. Lindor stops at second. Conforto with an RBI single against the left-hander. Cuts the Orioles' lead to 2-1. The tying run is at second. The go-ahead run at first. One man out and Pete Alonso coming up.
Alonso, though, would ground into an inning-ending double play, so the Mets were still chasing down 2-1, entering the ninth inning. Jerry's Familia worked around a walk and a base hit to put up a zero. Familia painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, your neighborhood paint store. So the Mets down 2-1, entering the bottom of the ninth inning, and it was time for a rally against Baltimore's closer, Cesar Valdez, and all of his changeups. Valdez throwing about 75 miles an hour, trying to put you to sleep out there, but the Mets weren't having it. Kevin Pillar led off the inning and nearly homered down the left field line, a ball that initially was ruled a home run, but then was called correctly foul. Still, Pillar put up a base hit. So did Jonathan Villar. James McCann struck out, but Dominic Smith, who entered the game after Almora's injury, was up with two on and one out.
2-0 the count. What'll Smith see here? Valdez ready. The pitch hit high in the air to right center field. Hustling over is Hayes. He dives. He can't get it. The runner's held up. Now here comes Pillar around third. The relay throw to the plate. Not in time. He slides in safely. The throw gets away. Backed up by Valdez. His throw to third. Not in time. The R is at third. On at first, Dom Smith. He's got an RBI single that ties the game. And the winning run is 90 feet away with one man out.
So the Mets tied it up. Dominic Smith comes through with a bloop base hit to right center, scoring Pillar. Quite frankly, Cesar Valdez lucky he didn't throw that ball into left field when he tried to nab VR at third. But VR was representing the winning run after Dominic Smith's tied base hit as he was the player to count on tonight, sponsored by Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside, the flagship Long Island hospital of the Mount Sinai Health System. So the Mets had the winning run on third, a chance for another walk-off. So who else would they call but Patrick Mazzica? Mazzica has become the king of the walk-off fielder's choice. He had one the other night against the Diamondbacks for his first big league run batted in. Then he got a bases-loaded walk also in that series against Arizona. So here was Mazzica with two RBIs and no hits. Now yet another chance to win a game with VR at third.
Valdez sets at the belt, checks the runners, the 2-2 to Mazzica. Swing and a bouncing towards first. Here comes VR. Mancini up with it. Throws to the plate. Head first slide. He's safe. Put it in the books. Jonathan VR with a head first slide. Gets in ahead of the tag from Severino. Patrick Mazzica again drives in the game-winning run with what will be a fielder's choice. And the Mets win the ball game. Put it in the books. The Mets 3, the Orioles 2, as they win it with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Why, Mazzica's got this thing down pat.
Patrick Mazzica, once again, a walk-off fielder's choice. He's done that twice now this season. The only other Met to ever have two walk-off fielder's choices in one season was Carl Everett. He also did it in a span of a few days. It happened in September of 1996. Also for Mazzica, he is the first player since the RBI became a stat in 1920 to have multiple walk-off runs batted in within his first four career games. And the last Met to have two walk-off RBIs was Wilmer Flores when he had three walk-off RBIs to start the 2018 season. Mazzica has had the first of his two walk-off RBIs this year come. Both of them have come now this week, as Patrick Mazzica was able to knock in Jonathan VR, but really a lot of credit to VR there because he was reading that all the way, trying to get as big of a jump as he could off of third base. He had a nice lead. He was taking off with contact. Every time Mazzica would punch one foul, it was noticeable that VR was getting pretty close to home plate without much ground being covered on a particular foul ball. So it was set up for VR as he burst it to the plate to beat Trey Mancini's throw and score the game-winning run for the Mets tonight in this 3-2 win against the Orioles. Mazzica's game-winning RBI, the chock full of nuts, turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow morning in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a prize package that includes a Domino's Pizza gift certificate and a copy of 24 Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid by Willie Mays with John Shea. The turning point is sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's Heavenly Coffee since 1932.